Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks so much for joining us. I am Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We have just honored moms on Mother's Day, and today our guest is going to offer a little bit of perspective about how these two topics might intersect or intertwine for most of us. Joining us today is Dr. Julie Shannon. She is an alumna of our Beta Z chapter at Stephen F. Austin. Julie is a speaker, a writer, a podcaster who equips individuals and communities to engage in practical compassion for the realities of life. I love that. The realities of life. That's what we're going to talk about today. She focuses on how to help others bear burdens and yet find purpose and passion in spite of these difficult challenges. So Julie, we are so glad to have you here today on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Thanks, Mindy. I am excited to be here.
I am really excited to jump into this topic and hear your story. I think this is going to be personal for both of us, which I think is great. I think talking about this stuff and sharing our stories is really helpful. I'm ready to jump into this with you today. We just celebrated Mother's Day. And while it is a celebratory day for so many, it's also painful for so many women. I've noticed that even though I have kids, I'm a single mom, and my Mother's Day looks different than my married friends' Mother's Days do. And I remember the Mother's Days that I celebrated when I had moms to celebrate, but I so desperately wanted to be a mom and wasn't yet. I know there's so many layers to this, and I love how you talk about practical compassion. I know a lot of your work involves your personal journey, motherhood and infertility. So let's just jump on into that since we've both had these journeys and come out the other side. Tell us more about your story and sort of how you approach this.
Thank you for bringing up those different layers. There are so many. And I think often we don't think about them. I had a friend who said to me one time, I don't understand your inability to get pregnant. All I ever wanted, and she meant it in a loving way, right? Yeah. She said, all I ever wanted was to get pregnant. I got pregnant. I love being pregnant. I had my child. And then she did that a second time and she had a second child. She goes, I don't understand your situation. And she caught me in a good moment. Because I said, you know what? I don't understand yours either.
Right.
I don't understand that. I went through 7 years. I had 3 miscarriages and wasn't able to have kids. So I call myself involuntarily childless because there are a lot of people who are childless intentionally. But those of us who really wanted kids and couldn't have them, that's the term I use for us. And you're right. If your moms aren't here, it can be hard. I have a single friend who desperately wants to be married and have kids. So she went into the foster care system and became certified to be a foster mom. Well, guess what? Her friends with their own biological children, she spent the last few months sleepless nights balancing being a single mom, balancing work and taking care of this baby. And her friends, here's what they say to her. Well, if you knew what it was like to be a real mom. So Mother's Day was a different experience for her. And I said, I think people just don't understand how our words matter to each other.
And yeah, my kids are adopted. And after lots of infertility, we ended up adopting and it was a great experience. And I often have people say, well, is it different? Hey, I don't know. I've never done it any other way. This way is pretty amazing. And I have so much love for my children. I can't imagine having more, but I don't know. And it's funny. I think in not knowing what to say, sometimes people say the wrong thing or just don't think
Absolutely.
About how the experience will be different for someone else and how saying things like that could hurt or exacerbate the feelings they already have.
Right. And we can't cover, I think we've become a society. We're trying so hard to be sensitive to everybody. And we cannot cover every piece of ground. Right. But what we can do is when it's Mother's Day, just be aware there are people for whom it is really painful. I have friends who've lost adult children, lost babies. It's just a tender day. It can be, but we should also celebrate moms. And I'm glad you're a mom and thank you for adopting. That's awesome. And I just think we can be more aware.
Awareness is key, I think. You talk about how for people that are going through this, you think it's important to walk with someone who's experiencing infertility or any other life reality like that. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
I wrote a book on this. My dissertation was based on research I did about being childless, involuntarily childless and going through infertility. One of the pieces of advice I give are the 3 different kinds of friends we can have. And really, it could apply to any life reality, right? We want someone who's walked it before and who's on the other side of it, not over it. We won't ever get over the difficulties we have, but we learn to live with them and we have a great life in spite of those. We want somebody who's in the middle of it too, who understands, and even a friend who's never experienced that, because those three perspectives, I believe, really help us have a healthy balance of walking through whatever the challenging season is.
I love that. And I think I love how it really does apply to anything you're going through in life. If you have cancer, I would imagine you want to talk to somebody who's been through it and come out the other side. You want someone who's in it with you. And then you want those times where you're not immersed in it with someone who's going through it or has been through it. I can see how that would apply to a host of different experiences that we all have. And I can look back and see how I've played that role for others. See, I went through it. I had people that were going through it with me at the same time. Right now, I'm counseling a friend who's going through it. I'm well on the other side of it. And I think sometimes we forget that those seasons in our life really do train us up to be there for others later.
Yes, yes. And here's another note of we will not have the same experiences, even though we might have a sense of the same pain, but we can be more sensitive in certain ways. Just like earlier, you were talking about your own infertility and adopting and how that influenced how you view Mother's Day. So while you and I have different experiences, you can still have a lot of empathy for me and I have empathy for you. And this world needs a lot more empathy, in my opinion, and kindness. And so I really think it helps when we can go to someone and say, hey, here's what I'm going through. I know you went through something similar. Do you have any advice? It helps us know we're not alone.
It's interesting that you went to that place, because that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you, is in terms of being vulnerable and inviting other people in. I think sometimes this is one of those topics we don't like to talk about with other people, keep it to ourselves. We go through it with our spouse or whatever, a friend, you know, someone, you know, we may let one person in who's going through it with it. We really don't talk about it with all of our friends. But you think it's important for women to be intentional about inviting others in.
Yes. I have become a bigger advocate of that the more I've gone through and the more I've experienced in life and the more I've watched other people as well. The dark of night is so hard.
Yeah.
I think the middle of the night when maybe we can't sleep, maybe we can, maybe we're half asleep, and our thoughts, our stress, our scrambled brain.
Yeah.
Oh my word, just mushrooms and makes everything loom so large. And that is not a good place to stay. It happens. And in a workshop I do, I say, get up and turn the light on, or have a battery powered candle next to you so that you can flip the switch. Anything to disrupt what's going on in your brain in that moment and turn the light on it, literally, to stop it, because the dark, I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out. But I really think that we have to be willing at some point in our pain to invite someone else in. And I don't care. Everybody, it's different for everyone. But we have to find people that we really trust, who we know have our best interests at heart. Don't just do it to anybody. Don't say, hey, come on in, I'm going to share all my guts with you. Be really discerning and make sure they have your best interests, but invite them in, because the isolation can just grow and those dark nights become longer. And we're in Mental Health Awareness Month right now, as you were talking about a little bit earlier. That isolation can lead to some depression and all kinds of things that sometimes just inviting someone in is a healthy choice to make. And people who love us, they want to help us. And so often they will stay silent and not do anything because they don't know what to do. And then when they stay silent, we are hurt and wounded because we don't understand why they're not trying to help us.
Right. We feel the silence.
Yeah. So it just becomes this cycle. So I think if we can, in our pain, take a really brave, deep breath and invite somebody in to just be with us. And then if we can all learn to come just sit and be present and not try to fix.
This is one of the concepts we dig into in our Behind Happy Faces mental health resource. We have a couple of modules that are on leader.org. They're accessible to a lot of our members. And we also have a sort of a specific program that we encourage our collegiate chapters to do.
That's awesome.
One of those big topics is, you know, talk to someone about how you're feeling. And on the other side, listen. When people are talking, listen, help them get the help they need. You're not going to be the help they need, likely, but listen and guide them toward the help they need. And I think that's such an important concept because sometimes we just try to bear it all alone, strong upper lip.
I think sometimes I haven't figured this one out either. I would love to find the pulse of this one. I think everybody is that way, but females especially. There is something we learn along the way. There's messaging. I don't know what it is, but there's almost, I don't know if it's, I grew up in the South. I don't know. But for some reason, I think a lot of we females feel like we have to put on that happy face. We have to look like we have it all together. We can't act like there's anything wrong. And what I'm finding is the more I'm willing to say, hey, I experienced this, somebody else who's been doing that and hiding it because they're so ashamed or humiliated or troubled, the minute I open that door, they're like, oh my gosh, mine's different, but guess what I just went through? And I can't even imagine being collegiate right now with everything on social media.
They are under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, the pressure and the troubling. And I just want to say a word of encouragement, shout out to them, especially right now, that don't go it alone. Find those sisters or advisors or someone who can come alongside and be with you. Don't suffer in silence.
I think that's great advice for them. Thank you for that. I know they'll appreciate that. So one of the things that I think causes some of the upheaval, some of the feelings that we all have is when things don't go like we thought they were going to. I watch my kids not deal very well with unmet expectations or the plans change. I think we're all a little bit like that, especially around sort of major life events. And you have talked a lot about life storms, how to deal with life storms and that we have to be builders in those times. How do you approach kind of those life storms and how to sort of rebuild in a positive way after something unexpected happens?
Well, I'm in the middle of that right now.
Yeah.
In fact, yes. In fact, that's what I'm working on is my next book is going to be on that topic. I was married for many years and went through an unwanted, unexpected divorce a few years ago. And I felt like my life was in ashes all around me.
Yeah.
And I think anything that takes us by surprise and what in life, I mean, life is hard, right?
Sure.
We all have things we have to deal with as we go along on this journey, as I call it. And then about a year and a half after that, my house was hit by a tornado. So I had the literal storm after the emotional storm. And I saw the neighborhood in complete destruction. And then I saw the rebuilding. So I've watched and I've loved the metaphor of just watching how that happens. And I had a friend on my podcast at one point, and we were talking about life storms. She'd been hit by a tornado too. And so we were comparing that. What does that look like when we have hard times in our lives and think about what we do when there's a literal storm? And a lot of it, we talked about first, you have to clear away the debris.
Yeah.
Because you can't see the damage. You also can't see the possibilities. So you have to take a step back and really assess, okay, what just happened? How am I dealing with it? Check myself for, okay, I need to move forward. What are the steps I can take? What do I have control over in this moment today? Not what does next year look like? What does 5 years from now look like? I'm really bad about doing that, and I can become easily overwhelmed. So I've had to take a step back and tell myself and have people tell me, hey, hold on, just deal with today.
Right. One day at a time.
Yes.
I like that metaphor. I live in Southern California and we have fires. And so when that happens, you have to watch them sort of clear it away, find what you get to keep, and then start to rebuild. So I love that metaphor of feeling it, addressing it. You know, there's an element of stepping into the pain when you step in to clear the debris and
yes.
really acknowledge what you've been through and what's happened. I think is important to moving forward and being able to rebuild.
Well, and again, inviting people in who've been there. It doesn't even have to be the same kind of storm. It just needs to be something. And this friend and I talked about her immediate response now when she sees a storm on the news and what she does and the tools she takes.
Do you think that Do you think that it's important to be able to try new things as part of that rebuilding phase? Obviously, you've been doing something the same way. Everything changes overnight, whether it's a storm or a divorce or whatever. How important is that willingness to try new things as you come out the other side?
It has been huge. I just made a move across two states as a new thing to try. And I'm trying new things in life as well as, I mean, the podcast, totally unexpected. That was a year ago. So the pandemic year, which was really hard, also brought about new things for me.
Sure.
I've realized how important it is that we pay attention, because we can get stuck in the storms swirling around us or the emotions and just sit in it. Or we can say, okay, I need to process it. I need help to do that. But I also need to pay attention to, in my life, I go, what is God putting in front of me? What are some people or opportunities that are coming along? Can I take that brave step and step in and try?
And what are you equipped with? What are your skills? What are your strengths that you can step into? And there's a confidence that has to come with that to step into those. But I got to think that that's a big piece of how you move forward.
Absolutely. And again, inviting people in to speak into who you are. There are assessments. There are ways you can find out your gifts and talents. There are ways to look at your life and see, what gives me passion? What have I done in the past? What talent do I have? What skill do I have? But also, again, people you really trust. Hey, what do you see in me? Where do you see? And that is where we need to reach out. Even when we think someone may know that they're really gifted in an area, they may not.
Right.
So let's be intentional too about going, hey, I see this in you. And I just want to applaud that for a minute.
I think about people I've interviewed on this podcast, Stacey Nato, a couple others who have just great stories of, at some point, one of their sisters or friends said, hey, you should do such and such because you're amazing at that. And they had never thought of it before, or didn't feel confident in it. And it just turned the direction of their life. It changed their career path or what was open to them. And so I think there's real value in talking to your friends and your sisters and letting them speak into who you are and what you're amazing at.
Can I tell you a collegiate story?
Yeah.
So I do have a story about collegiate years. Someone 2 years ahead of me in the sorority found out I played the piano. Okay. And at the time we were still doing the full musical skits and everything.
Yes.
And they needed a piano player. And she came to me, and I think I was a pledge. And she came to me and said, hey, I hear you play the piano. You need to come play. We need somebody to play for all the rush parties. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. I'm just a pledge. I don't know what I'm doing. She goes, nobody listens to the piano player anyway. Come along. Come on. And her invitation to do that led to, my involvement in the sorority grew from that one question, and it was amazing. And then I had somebody years later in life did the exact same thing, and it led to my speaking and all kinds of doors opening. So it's funny that you brought that up. I hadn't ever thought about her question in the sorority when I was a pledge and how it pulled me in to be involved.
And I think as women, we wait to be called into things more often than putting ourselves forward. And yes, knowing that, I think we have to do that for each other. We have to reach out to those people and say, hey, you need to step up and do this. Our Ashley Baskerville, who's on our foundation board, same thing. Someone told her, you need to go be on the board. You need to respond to this request right now. So I think so often we get the benefit of amazing women because another woman told them to go do it.
Yes.
Or cheered them on or suggested it. So I love that. I love hearing your story about the piano too. I think that's amazing.
And we live in a world where people don't tend to cheer people on. And as sisters, we have to do that. We have to do that for each other. And we need to do that in our communities too. Let's be those kind, grace-filled cheerleaders for other people, because we all have our own purpose and we're all here together and we all want an abundant life. So let's do it.
I think that is a great note to end on. Cheering all of us on. I've loved chatting with you. This has been really good conversation. I think good topics as we go through this month of mental health awareness. I know our sisters are going to want to find you and learn more about you and what you're doing. So are you on social media or a website? What can you tell them about where to go find you?
I am. I'm on Instagram, Dr. Julie Shannon. It's DrJulieShannon. My website is drjulieshannon.com. If they subscribe to my newsletter, then they'll get my podcast, or wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find. It's called The Bearing Life.
Bearing Life. Love it. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing so personally.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've so enjoyed it. It's great to get to know you, and I'm so excited you're doing this podcast.
Thanks so much to Julie and for all of our listeners for being with us today. I know you are wanting to tune in for more exciting events with TriDelta. You can always find those on our website as we move into our summer of sisterhood this summer. We are using the tagline Fun in 21, which is, I think, what everybody needs after what 20 brought us. So I hope you'll check that out. Don't forget to send us any podcast ideas you have. If you'd like to hear about a topic, just email us at podcasts@trideltaeo.org. Please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. We love those 5-star ratings. Thank you so much for talking TriDelta with us today. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.